Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with our overview of the charts for the week of November 18th to the 22nd. The charts are determined by the management or manglement, whichever you prefer, at talkers.com. So Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of talkers.com, has the rollout of the top stories this week. So I'm looking at Obama this, Obama that. I was happy that George Zimmerman actually made an appearance this week. It seems, Michael, we are all Obama all the time, some of us.
Well, we're all president all the time. We used to be all Clinton, and we were all Bush, and all Reagan. You know, president of the United States is the big pop star, you know, big pop star of media. And this is definitely Obama season. But let's go from 10 to 1. We have National Football League action at number 10. Number 9, we have the George Zimmerman arrest. That's just amazing. That's tied with knockout attacks. At number 8, we have UN climate talks tied with financial markets activity. Number 7, story for the week, and the number 1 story for this past Friday, is the JFK assassination anniversary. It was this Friday, just gone by, and 50th anniversary, a milestone indeed. At number 6, the Toronto mayor case tied with Midwest tornadoes aftermath. And at number 5, the Democrats dropped the filibuster threshold. At number 4, GOP 2014 and 2016 strategies. At number 3, Iran nukes talks. And here we're getting into Obama territory. At number 2, Obama approval ratings or disapproval ratings. And number 1, criticism of Obamacare. Hard to believe how that thing laid an egg.
Imagine somebody finding something wrong with that. My God, that's amazing. Great government program like that.
And really, the whole thing is amazing to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to people. Richie Incognito. The most talked about incognito person out there at number 10. George Zimmerman's back on our survey at number 9. Bill and Hillary at 8. John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald, and Lyndon Baines Johnson at number 7. Number 6, Harry Reid. Number 5, Rob Ford. He's the mayor. Ted Cruz at number 4. Chris Christie at number 3. John Kerry at number 2. And number 1, guess who? Barack Obama. Kind of an interesting week, huh?
Well, it's an interesting week. There are things, the overtone of the death of John F. Kennedy certainly sticking a lot of people's craw because there are new things that have developed, made for fascinating conversation, I think, toward the end of the week. The theory that came from seemingly out of nowhere, actually both of them, that had gotten publicity, if you will, coverage in Dallas, but never really got any further than that. You probably heard these, Michael. The one from the FBI. There was an investigator who had been told to go check out Lee Harvey Oswald, and he was on Dealey Plaza that day. And when the shots rang out, he ran into the building. He was sent by his boss to go in the building and find out what was going on. So they went from floor to floor to floor, and this FBI agent went on to the cafeteria floor, went over to the dispensary machine, and there he finds a 25-year-old guy drinking a soda. And he says, "What's your name?" And he says, "Lee Harvey Oswald. What are you doing here?" "I'm having my lunch." "What else do you do here?" "I work in the building." "Oh, okay." So after conversation, they run around the rest of the building. They don't find anything. And somehow or other, this guy gets back into their crosshairs later on during the investigation. So they arrest him because apparently he had a gun with him, but he's down in the cafeteria. So this FBI agent says, "The Warren Commission is bogus." Well, most people say the Warren Commission is bogus. Then there's the other theory, Michael, that surfaced this week about the Secret Service agent in the Cadillac convertible behind the president in the motorcade. When Kennedy is, when the shots are fired, at least, everything stops for a moment. So this guy hears the shots, grabs his rifle, stands up in the car, and the car comes to a jolting stop. He's got his hand on the trigger, pulls the trigger accidentally, and that bullet is what kills JFK. Have you heard either of those two before?
Yeah, I've heard those. Yeah. And I've heard about a million more.
Yeah.
It's becoming mythical.
It's sport.
The problem is there's so much stuff out there. There's so many stories, all of which ring true to one degree or another,
yeah,
that it's almost impossible to ever really know. And, you know, what do they say? What do they have, sealed paper someplace?
Yeah, you know what? I think this is the beginning of, and we can go back to the talk radio era that was in vogue, the people who were on the air, because there was some talk around in the early 60s, not a lot, but there was some. And people never would dig around into some things that were anti-governmental. But this is the time when cynicism was created in our country, I believe.
And
I were both kids. Don't you think this is, because everybody
totally,
knew what they were
absolutely.
Saying was not true. There's nothing about what they said was true.
We believed prior to that that there were certain principles by which our government and our culture and our people operated that precluded any kind of conspiracies, skullduggery, murder, mayhem, dishonesty, not putting the people first. We really did believe that. Now, whether because we were so young or we were, you know, I don't know. Because obviously stuff like this goes all the way back to the beginning of time, as evidenced by Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I mean, that's this is not new. But it was somewhat of an age of innocence in terms of, you know, the 20th century.
Very much so.
It's isolated to the 20th century. And that was a definite change of track. You know, in quantum physics, that was a timeline change. You know, we went into an alternate universe from that point forward.
Yep, absolutely. The world changed dramatically, at least America changed dramatically after that. And you wonder who was really interfering with the future of the country. But the future changed that day. And I think it's always interesting to speculate what the country would have been like today had Kennedy served two terms.
It certainly is interesting speculation. I mean, you know, there are guys running around for years saying that LBJ was behind it. I mean, think about that. Can you imagine if that's true?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and yet it could be.
Yeah.
You know, anything could be true. We've reached the point now where we're coming to the realization that our guys are not necessarily above the most horrendous evil deeds, you know? Who would ever think a president of the United States would get caught in the Oval Office having sex with an intern?
There you
think
go.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's basically harmless on a certain level, terribly harmful on other levels.
Yeah.
But, you know, political leaders are not capable of murder? I mean, my gosh, you can't be the head of a country, including the president of the United States, without having a certain thick skin about pressing a button that kills people.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, making a decision that will lead to a certain amount of human loss of life.
The world is a strange place. Michael Harrison is here. We're documenting, or at least talking about, some of the things that are important this week in the charts on News Talk radio stations around the country, but also some of the philosophy that goes on, some of the things, some of the good conversation that either has been created or may be created by folks listening to this. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchen's Kristen Olson.
Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red-hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with Michael Harrison, who is a mentor of mine for sure, and the Good Day program that airs Monday through Friday, talkers.com, place to find out what's going on in the news talk radio business. And a lot of people follow us. Here's an email that I got last week focusing on something that you and I, Michael, had talked about regarding tenure in the radio business. This fellow had been on the air for 27 years, hosting a specialty talk show on one of the affiliate stations, WIBX, in Utica, New York, where there were four ownership changes and a dozen program directors in the 27 years that he'd been on the radio station. And he talks about what he does to make his program better. He says he's a student of the art of broadcasting, and yet he's been doing it for 27 years. He just was very sort of intrigued by what we said, because you and I are both certainly dogs, old dogs when it comes to this, but yet we have a freshness to our approach. I think that's what he was appreciating as much as anything else. His name is Ed Welch, and he does an automotive program on our affiliate WIBX. So,
yeah, it's great to hear from him, and certainly, hey, an automotive show. Look at the changes that have happened in the automotive industry.
Right.
You think changes have happened in our business? Remember what cars were like when you were a kid?
I loved cars when I was. I still love cars, but I don't.
The whole culture of our country was different.
It was.
I mean, in the 1950s, we sound like a couple of old guys. In the 1950s, the unveiling of the new cars was a major cultural
moment. Every fall, it was something you look forward to. Wow, the introduction of the new cars, the new lines. When can we see them?
Kids today can't even begin to understand what that meant. It was it was such a big deal. And then the debate over, do you think the fins are too big? The fins are too small. You know, what are they doing to the Cadillac? The fins are getting smaller. I mean, yeah. I liked that, actually. I thought that was kind of fun, although it really was not economically efficient, nor was it even technologically efficient. But it was a fun cultural obsession that we had.
Everything has become so technologied. I think that's if there's a word, technologied, by those who want to. I mean, and you can't. Everything's automatic now. And when you used to be able to drive
today,
a car.
Let's face it. Automobiles are much better today than they were.
Yeah, they are.
Don't you remember you'd go out in a car, if it had 40,000 miles on it, it was a junker already,
right.
And
Same
the odds are your radiator would overheat, your transmission would break down, you wouldn't be able to start it in the cold.
Right.
you'd always see cars on the side of the road with steam coming out of the hood.
Depends on, I guess, what you're saying. I mean, you don't see that much anymore. You're right about that.
No. Cars last, even cheap cars now last 150,000 miles if you take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even cheap cars now cost as much as a house.
Right.
Used to cost.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen having a good time with our Talk Radio Countdown and Review, plus what's going on, discussion topics willy-nilly here on the Weekend Review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out talkers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Michael Levine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's the founder of Levine Communication Office, a highly skilled and well-known PR firm. And because I'm always interested to know, how do you create? He's a creator. How does he create some image for a person or an organization? And because there are so many different things going on in the news every week that require understanding of the images, I find Michael to be a great resource. By the way, another resource that you can use is the LBN, Levine Breaking News, LBN, the LBN Alert. Go to lbnalert.com. I like the approach that he takes to it, as I like the approach he takes to try and understand what it is about people or organizations that seem to continually give you work. That is, they stick their foot in their mouth, or they fall into a hole, or whatever it is. The Republicans were saying that they were worried about 2014 before Obamacare because they were seen as the bad guys when it came to shutting the government down. Now, everybody's forgotten about that because Obamacare is so bad. So do these things all round themselves out, or is there somebody who, at the end of the day, is going to gain from all these fiascos, Michael?
There does seem to be a cycle of things, you know. They're a good, if we chart a presidency or we chart a person's career, there's a cycle to things, and there are up days and down days. The president is going through a terrible, terrible valley. And I must say that I don't think he's handling it particularly well. But, you know, we mustn't forget that 6 months ago or a year ago, the Republicans were going through a terrible valley, and so it does seem that there are a great number of cycles to all this.
Yep. Speaking of that, you highlight on the LBN Alert this week an interview from Senator Kristen Gillibrand, who is a Democrat from New York,
yep,
who goes after John McCain for, yep, his opposition to a bill which would move responsibility for military sexual assault investigations outside the chain of command. McCain sounds old and tired. He's not with the mainstream on this. The public is fed up with all this sexual assault stuff, all of the people that can't keep their pants on, and the old-time militarists or military people who want to blame the fact that women are in the service. Come on, guys, get with it. That's the way it is. So what kind of damage does McCain do to himself when he falls into a hole like this?
Well, I think John McCain is long made a name for himself. I think his place in history is secured, and I don't think this is going to have any particular long-term implications to the ways people think about John McCain, his historic, heroic service to his nation. Listen, people get upset about different things. Senator Gillibrand is very upset about this. I don't hear her yelling and screaming with any kind of similar tone about the fact that her nation is bankrupt in front of her very eyes. That doesn't seem to trouble her very much. So what bothers her is this issue of sexual harassment in the military. A very good, important issue. But there are lots of issues and there are lots of approaches. And I don't think because Senator McCain differs on this one particular issue makes him either unpatriotic or doesn't get it. He feels very firmly, and a lot of people don't agree with him, that the best way to solve this is through allowing the military to deal with it. Well, Senator McCain knows a lot about the military, so I don't think we should be so quick to disqualify his point of view, and we certainly shouldn't demonize him for it. So
makes for a good political ping pong, however,
it sure
which
does,
is what a lot of people like to spend their time on. One of the things that I would love to have had the time to talk about is Martin Bashir. Let's save him in our mind for next week. All right? Michael Levine, founder of the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles and also the founder of the LBN Eler. Check it out for your news every day.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing the items on the chart for the week of November 18th to the 22nd. Big things this week. As you might imagine, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is number one again this week, and I'm suggesting there's going to be number one for the year. Here's host Joel Riley talking to political analyst John Lebutier about the similarities between the Obamacare debacle for this president and the previous administration's problems with Hurricane Katrina.
There's some people that suggest Obamacare is his Katrina. Do you think it's comparable?
Well, a little bit. I mean, now, look, Katrina, we had death and unbelievable suffering, and I don't want to compare the two that way, obviously, but it's the federal response to the thing. The federal response by the FEMA and by the president back then, you know, didn't seem to be up to snuff by President Bush. And now here, this thing, there's no hurricane. What it is a self-created mess by Congress and the president. And by the way, the Republicans had never supported this thing. To their credit, not one Republican in the House or Senate voted to install or implement Obamacare. And I think that is their opening to come up with an alternative to this thing. As Obamacare crumbles right in front of us, someone's got to step up and say, okay, this thing's failing. Here's why it's failing. Here is an alternative to help make the health care system and the health insurance system work better. And they've yet to do it, but they ought to do it.
Well, I mean, is that plan even doable? I mean, is there something alternative other than what we had? And now that Pandora's out of the box, can you go back?
Well, I mean, there are certain things that I had heard Republicans talk about that sound pretty good. I mean, why? You're in Columbus, Ohio. Why can't you go online and buy an insurance policy from New Mexico if you want? But which by law you today are not allowed to do. And when this was brought up during the debate for Obamacare, it was turned down.
Hmm.
What's wrong with competition, choice, shopping, you and me and your listeners deciding what we want, not having the government telling us you must have this?
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say this week about the ongoing debate over the problems ad nauseum that Obamacare seems to have.
Yeah, this is the biggest overblown thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, we're sitting here talking about a website
because technology-based websites never roll out in the proper way. I don't care what corporation you work for. When they're on at this large scale, they never roll out and work out the plan the first time. Insurance companies, they cancel policies all the time. All the time. They have junk insurance. People think they got actual insurance, but it doesn't. Now, the Affordable Care Act actually gives you 10 essential elements that's supposed to bring those insurance companies up to code so that they can basically provide better insurance for their customers. They didn't want to do that because they opposed Obamacare in the first place. So if you're already canceling your policies well before this even came around and you have 10 elements that you need to upgrade your insurance to, they chose not to do it, so you end up canceling those policies because the insurance companies don't want to bring it up the code because they're losing money. And insurance is all about money anyway. So he didn't mislead anybody. Insurance companies knew what the standards were. They understand what they are. They didn't do it, so they canceled policies.
I am on disability and Medicaid in Washington State, and I was forced last November to choose a plan on the state exchange. I have less coverage, and then when I had surgery, I had 5 levels of people that had to approve the different levels rather than 2 or 3. So I feel the president did mislead us, some of it through lying and some of it through incompetence.
The problem I have with this president is that he gets on television and he tells us all these things that he doesn't know about. He doesn't know about 5.1 million people losing their health care. He doesn't know about his Obamacare website down. He doesn't know about Benghazi. He doesn't know about Fast and Furious. He didn't know about the Tea Party targeting. I believe we actually have the absent-minded president.
We are sitting here talking about the future of the health care law, but everybody's talking about now, even with Congress and everybody saying that they could just pass this lawsuit to expand the coverage we have now for 1 year. What happens after 1 year? The place that I'm working at now that actually offers us health care said they're not even sure that they will offer us health care in 2015. So I'm curious what's actually going to take place after next year, and how much more is everybody still getting lied to.
Coming up next, we're going to shift our focus on the countdown to the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. That has become fodder for conversation. Actually, number 7 this week on the countdown. Stand by for that.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchens, Kristen Olson.
Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red-hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits every week in talk radio. 3 hours, big deal. This week marks the 50th anniversary of the ending of the life of President John F. Kennedy. Number of bits and pieces of information from great talk radio programs. Actually, we go back here to what it sounded like on Dallas Radio as host Joe Long and Gordon McClendon make the official announcement that President Kennedy is dead.
The president is clearly, gravely, critically, and perhaps fatally wounded. There are strong indications that he may already have expired, although that is not official. We repeat, not official. But the extent of the injuries to Governor Connally is a closely shrouded secret at the moment.
President Kennedy is dead, Gordon. This is official word.
The president is dead. The president, ladies and gentlemen, is dead at Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
The shock of an incident like this, particularly to those of us of the press, radio, and television corps who had seen the president alive only a few moments ago, can never be described. At Dallas Love Field, he arrived. He was his usual smiling self. He even deviated from protocol and went to the fence and shook hands with the people. So did Mrs. Kennedy. So did Vice President and Mrs. Johnson. And then the motorcade began its trip and then rang out the deadly bullets from the assassin's gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead. The new President of the United States, by succession, is Vice President Lyndon Johnson. It will be the second time in American history that a Johnson has succeeded to the presidency upon the assassination of the president. The last time being, of course, in the post-Civil War days upon the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson succeeded as president. And you will recall that this is the second assassination of this century, the last having been the assassination of President William McKinley in 1901. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas cut down by assassin's bullets. The condition yet of Connally undetermined. We know he's been shot in the chest. We do not know whether he has been shot once or twice, but bullet wounds were clearly visible in his chest. We repeat, ladies and gentlemen, the flash of a moment ago, and you get these flashes once in every decade. The President of the United States is dead.
Here's talk host Mike Trevisano talking to former FBI agent Don Adams, who investigated threats against JFK just weeks before the assassination. There's a very interesting story he tells in here about Lee Harvey Oswald. If you think that Oswald is the killer, listen to this. This information will knock your socks off.
Do you still not believe that Oswald killed Kennedy?
Nope, I know he didn't.
Explain that, please.
All right.
Explain who you are, where you were, and what you do, what you did.
All right. My name is Don Adams. At the time of the assassination, just prior to the assassination, in November on the 13th, I was working for the FBI in a resident agency in Thomasville, Georgia. I received a telephone call that day, and I was advised by my boss to conduct an investigation on a man by the name of Joseph Miltier, who had been in Indiana and had made threats that they were going to kill the president when he left Homestead Air Force Base, Florida, or kill him in Washington, D.C. So my assignment was to do a full background on Miltier and to find out what he was doing. I was 32 years old. I grew up in a police officer's family and was ready for this assignment, even though I was a first office agent. And I prepared to do what I had to do, and it came up early that there were suspicions in my mind. Now, Mike asked me if I still felt that way about Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm more convinced today, and I have been since I started this thing about 5 or 6 years ago, that when the shots were fired, a police officer by the name of Marion Baker and a man by the name of Ron Truly, who was the superintendent of the school book depository for whom Oswald worked. The two of them were standing in front of the building. The shots were fired. They ran up the steps, one floor, and ran into the lunchroom on the second floor. In the lunchroom was a man standing by the Coke machine, and there were a couple of ladies that were seated on some chairs next to the wall, and there were two other couples that were in the place, a man and a woman, and then I think two more young ladies. And anyway, Oswald was standing there drinking his Coke, and it was about half drunk. He wasn't perspiring hard. He wasn't sweating. He wasn't out of breath as far as like he was running. So the police officer, Baker, took his weapon out, put it to Oswald's chest and said, "Who are you?" And he said, I'm Lee Harvey Oswald. He said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I work here." And then Baker looked at Truly and said to Truly, "Is this your employee?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, Hal, we don't want to be talking to him. We need to be looking for the shooter. Let's get the hell out of here." And the two of them took off and departed to other locations. Now, you can't be in a Coke room drinking a Coca-Cola when the shots are being fired right at the same time. And for that reason, with those witnesses, which is the best evidence you can get to say that he was there, you're not going to change that.
Here's Talk Host John Hines with veteran newsman Jim Lehrer. They discussed the plexiglass bubble top that was supposed to be in place on JFK's limo, but it was removed when the rain stopped in Dallas that morning.
You know, when I look at this story, and you know, we were actually saying that bubble top, although it wasn't bulletproof or any such thing, it probably would have changed history had it been in place, because it would have obviously altered the shot, if nothing else.
Exactly. Also, one of the theories, there are a couple of theories involved in that, John. One is that if the bubble top had been up, Oswald might not have even taken a shot. He might have assumed it was bulletproof. If he had, you're right. It would, even though it was a plexiglass, it could have deflected enough to where Kennedy would not have been hit, or there was the bubble top was actually six pieces of plexiglass that were put together with snaps. It's possible that one of the rounds could have hit one of those strips where the snaps were. But another theory was that if the bubble top had been up and he had gone ahead and shot, that they would have splintered that glass into many sharp shards and could have killed everybody in that car, both the Kennedys, both the Connellys, and the two Secret Service agents who were in the front seat. So everybody had a theory, but it was not widely discussed. And I wrote a lot of stories about the assassin. In fact, I spent months afterward doing mostly nothing but assassination stories. And I just mentioned that in passing. It wasn't a big deal. The Warren Commission didn't really talk about it because there was no malfeasance here on anybody's part. Because Kennedy really did not want the bubble top up, and it wasn't designed as a protective thing at all, even though I discovered in the course of my research for this book that some Secret Service agents themselves thought it was bulletproof, so you never know.
Coming up next, we check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has some thoughts and opinions on the legalities surrounding the Kennedy assassination. That is, who should have been sued, who should have been held responsible.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, and as promised, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. One of the things that Steve is well known for, other than being a part of this program, obviously, every weekend, legal journalism he's great at. He's also founded a website called Scamicide, which focuses on how you get ripped off, frauds, identity theft, that kind of thing. And I think that because we have still been sort of confronted by what's going on with the typhoon, maybe we ought to update this. And every day, by the way, you have a scam of the day at scamicide.com. And I was just actually looking at the one that is pertinent here for today. Maybe we can spend criminals as artists. And they really are. I got hacked for $9,000 this week. Somebody,
no kidding.
Yeah, somebody hacked a friend of mine's website. And then I looked at the email addresses that were on the email that was sent to me, and I knew it wasn't her, but it was somebody who had taken as much as they could from her. The whole thing befuddled me, but I got a call about 3-4 hours later saying somebody in Illinois had taken my card information and bought thousands of dollars worth of movies, television equipment, that kind of stuff.
You know, the thing is, Doug, even no matter how good you are at protecting perhaps your card information, any place you've ever used it is where you're going to be in jeopardy. A lot of people who are going to be doing holiday shopping will be using their credit card at a store.
Yep.
And when the clerk takes it, instead of putting it just through the processor, runs it through a small device about the size of the palm of your hand called a skimmer, and they steal the information from your card. This is a big, big problem. There are other times where you may have done some shopping at a place, whether online or offline, and they keep a record, which they're not supposed to, of your credit card. And they get hacked, and then you become a victim, too. So it's pretty insidious, and part of the problem is a lot of these companies are not doing enough. They're not following the rules as far as encrypting the data that they keep on their website. sites or stored in their computers. So once they get hacked, it's very, very simple for the identity thief to victimize their customers.
Yeah. And maybe the two instances weren't related.
It's really easy to hack into someone's email. And what they do is by getting the email contact list, mm-hmm. people, like you said, some of your friends fell for this because it comes from an address that they know. It's someone they know. In addition, you know, it may have just a link on there, but you trust them. And so you can't trust links or downloads until you've confirmed they're accurate because they have this malware that'll steal all the information off your computer. It can get your social security number, your credit cards, banking information, and you're in tough shape.
Yeah, that's why you never do it. All right, speaking of being in tough shape, George Zimmerman, I think we look at this with more analytical, the week that sees him find himself into another problem. Could it be that the law enforcement agencies are trying too hard to find something to get this guy on? Is he a victim?
I don't see George victim George Zimmerman as a victim here because all of the things with which he's been tied in with haven't been close calls, and so you've got a couple of repeated incidents of domestic abuse with ex-wife and now with present girlfriend. You've got some real just recklessness as far as the carrying of weapons. It does appear that this guy is a loose cannon. That's not to say anything about what happened with him and Trayvon Martin. We still don't really know. You know, a jury can find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, but they've got a heavy burden to go. But this guy, yeah, he's definitely loose cannon.
In terms of other things, strategically speaking, people are now getting so upset with the Obamacare thing. We only have about a minute left here. Legally, there are groups that are being formed to class action lawsuit sort of groups.
The goal was terrific. The manner in which it was put forth was inadequate, and perhaps the worst thing is that it should have been apparent and that there were these failures and it wasn't ready to roll out. It should have been postponed. But as far as legality goes, the legality of the program was decided by the United States Supreme Court, so that's not going to be attacking. The kind of negligence that the government has shown in this thing, perhaps it should be actionable, but there's no court that's going to enforce it. So it's going to take legislation, it's going to take regulation, and meanwhile, you know, it's working in some states. California is working in, but there's just too many problems with it.
Well, that's not Obamacare. That's their local state, the 16 states that have their own local programs.
Right, but that is part of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
It's just being operated by the states. We're doing a better job of it.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, overviewing important items from the charts this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.